There were about 10 people gathered at the Presbyterian Church on Friday for senior lunch. The fact that this lunch is served in a location blocks away from the current senior center, which doesn't have a full-service kitchen, is one reason for a new facility. A facility the seniors here say they want to call the Geezer Palace.
We don't want it to be called a senior center. We want it to be a community center. People who are seniors don't like that word.
I'm calling it the Geezers. Right now, the Geezers, Sam, when we get a place, it'll be, for me, it'll be the Geezers Palace.
So Geezers is better than seniors?
Oh, absolutely.
That was Ginny Cochran and Noah Lampkin. The idea for a mature adult center has been in the works for a while. In 2013, the Skagway Assembly voted to donate a piece of land for the center to be built on. Here's Cochran.
Our goal was to have a new building on the old clinic site, which is at Broadway and 11th, to house the center and the meals and some independent housing apartments.
Right now, a building up on 23rd and Main serves as the Little Dippers daycare in the summer and the Big Dippers senior center in the winter. It draws about 6 people a day. With a facility that's more centrally located with lunch served on site, Cochran thinks more people will show up. The group hopes an improved facility would also make seniors less isolated. Shirley Hun says in the winter, some people don't get out of their homes much.
You can get yourself locked up in this nice little warm cocoon and you don't go anywhere and you're not with other people. That's important at any age, but especially when you're older, to keep, you know, in touch with other people. Don't just sit there by yourself all the time.
As the seniors finished up their lunch at the church, assembly member and ad hoc committee liaison Gary Hansen waited at the Skagway Ferry Terminal for 2 out-of-town consultants. He explained what the committee envisions in a new facility.
About a 70 by 70 foot building would fit nicely there, 2 stories with apartments upstairs. And of course, we'd have to have an elevator, which adds expense. But then downstairs would be a large meeting hall with smaller rooms off to the side. The large room would also be the lunch room, and there would be an atrium with plants, kind of a solarium, and a full service kitchen.
The 2 consultants he's waiting on are going to size up whether that is the best plan. And if it is, they'll give advice on how to make it sustainable. Barbara Scheinberg is from Juneau-based Scheinberg & Associates. She will assess how great the need is for a senior living facility in Skagway.
Look at, you know, current situation, needs and desires, gaps, and put that information together to feed into what Martha and the 4-Acre Group is doing.
Martha Schoenthal is a project manager for the 4-Acre Group. She's going to help develop a plan and find funding.
Because I'm essentially a disinterested third party, I have a very wide-ranging brief and ask many, many, many questions. I'll get into the financing, I'll get into the operations, I'll oversee design, construction cost estimating, operating cost estimating, the whole deal.
Schoenthal says the consulting and planning process could take 6 to 9 months. It could be a few years before the dream of the Geezer Palace is realized. But Hansen says it feels like they've taken a huge step forward. In Skagway, I'm Emily Files.